Well, good evening and welcome to the Carolyn Holt Show. I hope everybody is doing well this evening. I just want to send my heartfelt thoughts and prayers out to the hurricane victims in just all over the South, actually, starting in Florida and going up to Georgia and other states. I just want all the people in all of those areas to know that I'm thinking about them and that I'm praying for them, that they have the best outcome possible under the worst of circumstances. Today is also the anniversary of 9/11, and we don't want to forget 9/11 because we don't want that to happen again. So my thoughts and my prayers are also with the families who lost loved ones in such a unusual and tragic way. So just know that my thoughts and prayers are with you as well. But tonight's show is definitely for all people, but in particular for young people, because what I'd like to share with in tonight's show is about learning how to prevail out of jeopardy. And what I mean by that is many times we can find ourselves in the most ridiculous circumstances and not having a clear notion about how we got there. And tonight's show is dedicated to the first Miss Black America, Vanessa Williams. I'm a fan of Vanessa Williams because she is truly an example of what prevailing out of jeopardy looks like. As many of you may or may not know, in 1983, 1984, she was, I guess, what do you call that? She was the winner of the Miss America pageant. And the reason that she won the Miss America pageant is because she did have talent. And she was always very sure about her talent. She had been trained to do the things that were necessary to be successful in music, and particular as an entertainer. It wasn't just about the music. She was about being an entertainer, and she had received all the necessary training for that, and apparently she was excellent and very good at what she did. But she found herself in a situation that she could not have known in advance. And so tonight, I think that it's very important to share her story because this week, I think September 15th, is the anniversary of her becoming the first Black woman to be Miss America, September 15th. And I think that is Friday, if my calendar serves me correctly. September 15th is Friday. But there are a lot of young people who may or may not know who Vanessa Williams is, but I tip my hat to her because it is not easy to be a part of a scandal that the whole world knows about. And so tonight, what I'd like to do is kind of go through the situation that got her into jeopardy. And then on the other side, we're going to talk about how she prevailed and got out of jeopardy. But The wonderful thing is the ending to the story because she received an apology for what happened to her. And there's nothing like being accused for 30 plus years for something and then in the end get an apology because that is what you deserved all along. So I applaud Vanessa Williams for hanging in there and going through what she had to go through. And that's the other thing to keep in mind is that when we are prevailing out of jeopardy, we don't always know how long the process is going to take. And so we have to be okay with however long that is, and we have to trust that it's going to work in our favor, even if we could not have imagined what working in our favor looks like. You know, many times we want to do wonderful and great things, but you have to plan a harvest in order to reap a harvest. And sometimes that can take a long time. And that was one of the things that she said about her career, that after this particular incident that I'm going to share with you, after this happened, it took her 10 years to get her career on track. But the good thing is that's a lot of perseverance. And that's one of the attributes you're going to have if you prevail out of jeopardy. And perseverance is a very good attribute to have because in it is a lot of patience. It'll teach you a lot of humility because many times at the beginning of these processes, we think that we are truly grown and that we know everything and nobody can tell us anything. And all of that may very well be true in how you see it. But when other people are making judgments and weighing in on whatever that might be, you can almost surely expect to have a different perspective that others will have. But the show tonight is really to encourage someone and to inspire, and whomever that might be, I just want you to know that even though I don't know who you are personally, I know that what I'm going to share with you will help you. So this is what happened to Vanessa Williams. She was voted Miss America in the 1983-1984 pageant. And during this time, she reigned, I guess, most of her reign. I guess that's about a year or so. But in July, I think, of 1984, the crown was taken away from her. And the reason that the crown was taken away was because of some nude photos that surfaced while she had taken the responsibility of being Miss America. Now, according to Vanessa, she was a college student, and I guess she was about 19 years old. She was a college student, and she was attending Syracuse University. And what is typical of college students, they come home for the summer, and when they come home, they look for a job. I know when I was in college, I was blessed to have a job. I had a very interesting job, too. I was a receptionist for the dean of the School of Communication where I went to college, which was the University of Texas at Austin. And I love the position of being the receptionist because I got to know everybody. And I got to know a lot of the students. The University of Texas is a very large campus, and often you don't know, you can have easily 1,500, 2,000 students in a class, and so you don't get to know these people. But working as a receptionist, I got to know a lot about some of the students there, and it was one of the most wonderful jobs that I had as a young person. And so Vanessa was going through the same issue. She needed a job for the summer, and she saw an ad for models. So when she saw this ad, she went for the interview, and she met the photographer and the part owner of the studio. And not only was he interested in her doing some modeling, he also asked her to be a receptionist for this particular studio. But not only was she the receptionist, she was also the makeup artist. So she had a dual role. She was a makeup artist and a receptionist. And after working there for about a month, the owner, photographer slash boss asked her if she would, if she had any interest in allowing him to do a nude photo session with her. And so now remember, she's 19 years old, and she was a very curious person. This she says in her own words. She was very curious, so she agreed. Like, oh, sure, I'm going to be a model. I'm also a receptionist, and I'm going to get to do a nude photo shoot. I'm loving this. So she agreed to do this. Now, the boss photographer, he suggested that she didn't have anything to worry about. As a matter of fact, she said that he went so far as to assure her that the nude photos would never leave the studio. So she had his assurance, and she was a curious person. She was young, great body. Why not? Why not test out doing nude photos? You know, it's not something everybody can do, and everybody is not asked to do a nude photo, so why not? So she agreed. She trusted his word that he would never do anything with the photographs. And that's lesson one, I guess, that we have to think about, is that while you hope that the word of the person that you're trusting is good, as a young person, you don't always know to do this, but one of the things that you want to do is get something in writing. And that's not just for young people, that's for people, period, because as we all know, people will say anything, but living up to their word can sometimes be difficult. Or maybe it's not difficult, they just choose not to live up to it. So that is what happened in her case. She had no verification of what their conversation looked like. So she never got anything in writing. But she did give her consent that, yes, I'm taking these photos and this is who I am. So, yes, this is my verification that I am Vanessa Williams and I am taking these photos. Now, the other thing that she did was she decided she would keep all of this to herself. And I understand that, because when we are 19, 20, 21, and 22, God bless us, we do believe that we know everything. And we don't feel that it's necessary to share information with old people who are just going to tear our dreams down and judge us. So We don't tell the most important old people generally in our lives, which is our parents. I know some of the things that I did, I didn't tell my parents. Now, they were not, I didn't take any nude photos, so it wasn't anything like that. But you just don't tell your parents because you want to believe that you are grown, and you're certainly grown enough to be in college, and you don't need their guidance and direction. So Vanessa finds out that maybe that's not the best thing to do. Now, I'm going to go to break, and when I come back, we will resume the story of Vanessa Williams and how she prevailed out of jeopardy. Stay with me.
Mastering math can be big fun. Fun for you and everyone. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way. Math Maze.
Why not turn math time into fun time with Math Maze, the new game craze. Get yours today at mathmaze.us.
Mom, now you can help your son master math and have big fun. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way.
Math Maze. Make sure your child owns the skills necessary for success in high school algebra. Get it now. MathMaze.us. MathMaze.us.
And now you can help your daughter play it like you know you ought to. Play it each and every day. Master Math the easy way. Say it, play it. MathMaze
cards contain both Spanish and English. Get yours today at MathMaze.us. That's MathMaze.us.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is the Carolyn Holt Show. And tonight we're revisiting the 1984 Miss America pageant, when the first black woman was selected as Miss America. Her name was Vanessa Williams, but she did not have the opportunity to finish her reign because of a situation that occurred with some nude photos that she had taken as a receptionist, makeup artist for a photography studio. So here we are that she has taken these photos and she didn't tell anybody. So it was a surprise when all of a sudden there's talk of these photos. And it's like, no, wait a minute, where is that coming from? So when the information comes out 2 months before the end of her reign in July of 1984, Penthouse magazine decided that they would publish the photos without her consent. The photographer that sold them to Penthouse didn't have her consent. Penthouse, the magazine, didn't have her consent, but they decided to go ahead and publish the photos anyway. Now, she goes on record and states that she never signed a release permitting the publication or use of the photos in a public format in any way. And I believe her. The only problem is there was no paperwork to support her position. And so she has to grapple with the losing of the crown. So the good thing was that these photos, they were turned down by Playboy owner Hugh Hefner. And I like what he had to say about it. So I think he showed a lot of integrity, because he said that because the single victim in all of this was the young woman herself, whose right to make this decision was taken away from her, If she wanted to make this kind of statement, that would be her business. But the statement wasn't made by her. So I applaud Hugh Hefner for standing, being an upstanding person in clearly what's a business matter, and he handled it in a very businesslike and dignified way, because he's like, this information is not coming from her. Somebody else is doing all of this, and maybe we should honor that regarding her. But nevertheless, Vanessa stated that the photographer told her he had a concept of having two models pose nude for silhouettes. So that's what she thought she was going to do. That was his idea. He wanted to do these nude silhouettes, and he wanted to make different shapes and forms, and that the light would be behind the model. So she's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, nobody will know it's me. She said that she was a little reluctant, but based on his assurance that she would be the only one to see them and would be unidentifiable, she said yes to posing. And she also said yes to posing with another model. Now, initially, when the concept and the thought was introduced to her, it was just for her. But she didn't know that his plan was to have two nude models and I guess create in his mind something salacious, because at that time it was, I guess, a big deal for women to pose together and certainly to pose nude. So he had one thought in mind, she had another, and therein lies the problem and the jeopardy for her. Now, according to an interview that she did with NPR, Vanessa says that her mom told her that she was too trusting, like her father. Now, isn't that a wonderful time for your parent to say, oh, you know, you're just so trusting, you're just like your dad? Well, I can imagine she didn't want to hear that at that particular time, because she knew that she was too trusting, and she thought that that was a good quality in her dad, so she was happy to have it. So to hear mom say that, I don't think that's what she wanted to hear. But anyway, mom said that she was too trusting like her dad, and she acknowledged that she gave people much too often in her life, she gave them the benefit of the doubt. And I think that we've all struggled with that. I know I certainly have, because I'm the kind of person, I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. The unfortunate thing is that many times when you do, they just cannot be gracious when they are receiving the benefit of the doubt. I don't understand why that is so, but that generally is the response that you get, is that they just can't be gracious, even though you're doing them a favor. She said that she admits that when she took the racy photos, she thought she was grown, and that you couldn't tell her what to do, and that she could handle anything. And I guess she could, but, you know, sometimes things don't turn out like we imagine. So after learning that Penthouse would be publishing the photos, the Miss America organization, they gave her 72 hours to resign. Well, as a young person, can you imagine your whole world coming to a halt based on the assurance that no one would ever see these photos? So the unfortunate part is that many times in learning lessons about trust and business, you do have to suffer, and Generally, it's sometimes with reputation, with character. And the important thing to hold on to, though, is that you are not guilty as charged. Because the interesting thing is that people like to pile on once they hear something, you know, they always want to go into, well, you know, I didn't believe that anyway, and she couldn't be this, and she couldn't be that. Just a lot of negative things that are not necessary to be said, but that's often what happens. People did tell her to fight for the crown and don't give it up. But the heightened circus and spectacle made it kind of crazy to keep it, is what she felt. Now, all of this was very hard on her mother, but her mom encouraged her not to resign since she had performed her duties. And I like that about her mother. One of the best things that I believe that we can do for our children in terms of supporting them is also help them to understand the importance of completing task. Many times when children are not taught to complete task, it sets them up for a lot of failure because they find themselves going from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing and never finding out what's going to happen with anything. So I applaud her mother for helping her to understand that it's important to complete things. So her mother says that she shouldn't resign because she has performed her duties and she has excelled at everything. And most of all, the pageant didn't come to her side, and they are the main ones that suggested that she should resign. And her mom was very upset and very disappointed in that, because she felt that they should have given her daughter the benefit of the doubt, because in her performance of the role that she had undertaken, she had met all the requirements and then some. And I applaud her mother. I think that she should have supported her. She didn't just take the crown and do silly things with it. These things that she was being accused of, they happened before she was elected Miss America. So I applaud her mother's position. But since it was Vanessa's call and her choice, she did resign. And she faced a long period of betrayal and humiliation. And you know, betrayal and humiliation, those are bitter, hard pills to swallow. I don't know of any person who can deal well with betrayal, first and foremost, but humiliation on top of that. It takes a heck of a person to put that in perspective and deal with the hurt that you have to experience day in and day out. Put that in perspective and move on and still have grace and dignity. You have to really be who it is that you say you are in order to do that. You can do it, but it's just that it's not very easy to do. So this is where she finds herself, dealing with the betrayal and the humiliation. And she became a victim of public shaming and bullying. And, you know, we see a lot of public shaming and bullying these days, especially in social media. Now, hers was face-to-face. This was not on social media where she'd wake up and deal with this. A lot of this came in terms of her interaction with people. And that's never easy to deal with. But, you know, Vanessa Williams was a beautiful person. She was a very smart person, had a lot of brains. And generally, when you combine beauty and brains, you can create something very useful that'll sustain you. So she had to deal with the, I guess this paper is called the Philadelphia Inquirer. They felt that her reputation had tanked overnight and that she had become a national disgrace. Wow. What a story, huh? But she did. She lost her reputation because she was not taken seriously, she said, as a beauty queen, but was viewed as a scandalous beauty queen because the photos were with another girl. And I'm sure many days she looked back and regretted that she was so trusting. But, you know, once the negativity is out there, you do find that you just have to figure out how you're going to deal with it. And she went through a lot. She says that her career was delayed by 10 years due to the turn of events. And it's interesting who put the most amount of ridicule and salaciousness out there about her. And I found these two people very surprising. I was shocked to find out that these two people were her number one critics. According to Vanessa, comedian Joan Rivers was relentless in her jokes about Vanessa. And, you know, I know that Joan knows it's very difficult for women to, she knew, I'm going to say, because unfortunately she has, she's passed away. But I know that she knows, she knew at the time the difficulty that women had in doing anything meaningful. And to be a person that contributes to the failure of a career, I just wouldn't expect that from Joan Rivers. And apparently, Vanessa Williams didn't expect it either, because she said that she had met Joan and she was a fan of hers. And at one point, she thought Joan had given up and had decided that she would no longer be the the main person that put her down, but that didn't happen. She said that she became more forceful and did even more to shame her about her position. The other person that was not supportive at all was the wife of lyricist Ira Gershwin. Now, that's a name for you. That's a person that was in the music business forever and has some iconic songs. But his wife decreed that over her dead body, this was after Vanessa tried out for a theatrical role that she wanted. And the wife of Ira Gershwin said that over her dead body, would that whore be in her show. Now, when I read that, I'm going, well, how did Vanessa Williams get to be a whore as a result of something that she thought was a private matter? What about her behavior and her actions that suggested that she was a whore? So I was really surprised to read that, because here, Mrs. Gershwin, who is married to an icon, would be so, I think, unfair in her name calling when she perhaps did not have the whole story or didn't care to know the whole story. So just know when you're prevailing out of jeopardy that people can be very harsh and very mean without information, and they're okay with that. So just know that and keep that in mind. Now, when Vanessa's parents heard that Mrs. Gershwin had called her a whore, they were very hurt. And I can imagine as a parent, I don't have a daughter, but I know that I would really be upset. And I know that perhaps I shouldn't, because this is sometimes part of having a career, that you get called names very unfairly, and you're to handle that and keep it moving. But I would be very upset if somebody called my daughter a whore, and she has done nothing that suggests she's a whore. She's done something that suggests she has used bad judgment, but bad judgment does not equate being a whore. So I would be very unhappy about that. So this, as I said, this upset her parents. And about 30 years after this event, because this happened in 1984, 30 years later, Amanda Marcotte, who was a writer for The Daily Beast, she wrote a piece, and she said in the piece that she suggested that we owe a lot to Vanessa Williams for being a pioneer when showing the world how to recover when you've been unjustly shamed for being sexual. Now, I do think it's pretty interesting that many times you have to wait until somebody validates you before people are willing to take a look at the truth of the matter and what really happened. Now, it is good that people do validate you, but should it always be that somebody else's word has to clear your name and that your own word can't? And if your own word cannot clear your name, why not? If you say that I'm not guilty and you have verification of the process about what went on, then why can't what you say just be the truth? But it didn't happen that way. So Amanda Marcotte, she stood up for Vanessa, and when she did, things started to change. One of the things that changed was 32 years later, the Miss America pageant offered up an apology for their behavior, which we'll get to in a minute. But after this event, Vanessa picked herself up and fought for a career as an entertainer. And I like that. You know, you can't just hold your head down forever. You know, you got to keep your head up. And that is what she did. She fought for her career as an entertainer. And in a piece done by Entertainment Tonight, Williams said, "Of these events, you can't give up. You always have to remember what you're made of and not let circumstances get in the way. Circumstances might delay your progress, but you have to remember who you are and keep your eye on the prize." Now, I think that is a great attitude for when you are fighting for a career. I think it's a great attitude, because it is hard to keep your eye on the prize and live up to all of these wonderful cliches, because they sound great, but being able to act upon them can be a real challenge. But I am here to say that that is what she did, and that is the recommendation that I would have for you if you find yourself in this situation. You got to keep your head up. When I do this show every week, that is the song that I began the show with. Keep Your Head Up by Andy Grammer is who I start the show, and I end the show Keep Your Head Up by Tupac. Both of these people are platinum-selling artists, and while their song, Keep Your Head Up, has different lyrics, the meaning is still the same, because you're going to find yourself in, if you live long enough, you're going to find yourself with many challenges and with many battles. But you got to keep your head up. That's a true statement. So when you hear the song every week, I just want you to think about that. When you are dealing with some of life's most unjust and unfair and difficult situations and circumstances, just know that you got to keep your head up. But 32 years later, the Miss America pageant issued an apology to Vanessa. And one of the things that I liked about it is that Sam Haskell, he was the CEO at the time, he said that, you know, while the people who currently run the pageant, we didn't have anything to do with this, we want to apologize for the way the pageant predecessors handle the controversy involving nude photos of Miss Williams. And I like that because it just substantiates what her mom had to say and why her mom suggested that she should not resign, because the idea was that the pageant didn't go far enough in terms of investigating what happened and what was said and what was done. They just heard the bad news and went with, well, she has to resign. But there's nothing like vindication. And, you know, in Scripture, we find that many times God uses our enemies as footstools to catapult us into our rightful position in the world. And so this is why it is great to keep your head up when dealing with situations that jeopardize you, is because you never know how you're going to be lifted up to the position that's rightfully yours. And you can always, with great certainty, be assured that it's never the way or the direction in which you think. It is many times from out of nowhere, seemingly, you catch a break that you could not have imagined for yourself. And so that is what happened with Vanessa Williams. She was restored to her rightful position because there was an acknowledgement that perhaps this was not handled correctly and this could have been avoided, and she should have rightfully been the first Miss Black America, because she had the one of the main qualities that they want the contestants to have, and that's talent. She was a talented individual, and we're going to go to break. And when I come back, we're going to go down the list of her talents and see what we can find. So stay with me.
Mastering math can be big fun, fun for you and everyone. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way. Sing, play it. Math Maze.
Why not turn math time into fun time with Math Maze, the new game craze? Get yours today at mathmaze.us.
Mom, now you can help your son master math and have big fun. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way. Sing, play it.
Make sure your child owns the skills necessary for success in high school algebra. Get it now. MathMaze.us. MathMaze.us.
And now you can help your daughter play it like you know you ought to. Play it each and every day. Master Math, the easy way. Say it, play it. MathMaze
cards contain both Spanish and English. Get yours today at MathMaze.us. That's MathMaze.us.
Thank you so much for joining me for the Carolyn Holt Show. Tonight we're talking about how to prevail out of jeopardy, and we have used as our example Vanessa Williams, the first Miss Black America. On Friday will be the 34th anniversary of her receiving her crown, and tonight we've been talking about her career and the way it got started and some of the pitfalls that happened to her. But man, has she come back. But before I talk about the ways in which she's come back, I just want to review, because for me, this is one of those life lessons that you can't understand enough, and that is prevailing out of jeopardy. And people do want to see you prevail. They just don't want to say that. They want to see you suffer first. But they do want to see you prevail, but they just don't want to be there cheering you on the sidelines. Those are just the haters, because the people who love you, they are going to cheer you and they're going to support you and do whatever is necessary for you to have success. But the haters, you know, they want to see you make it too. They just want to see you suffer while doing it. But what I would say is, in terms of how to prevail out of jeopardy, I think these are the things that you should keep in mind. First, keep your head up, because if you do that, it helps you to focus on where you want to go versus where you are. Many times, people get stalled because they're thinking so much about the problem that they're in that they can't move forward with purpose because the problem outweighs the process of moving forward. But if you keep your head up, that is the way in which you move forward. Another one that I suggest in terms of prevailing out of jeopardy is to your own self, be true. Now, you might be able to perfect lying to other people, but you're going to have to really be a great liar to lie convincingly to yourself. So it's not worth it. Just be true to yourself. That's where you should get started. And you should never meet the negative expectations that others have set or planned for you. Never meet them because they are negative. Now, if you want to work on something positive, listen to what you have to say and what you believe about yourself. But don't waste your time meeting the negative expectations that other people have planned for you. Also, you don't want to just arbitrarily give people the benefit of the doubt, because Vanessa talked about that. That's what she would do. Just, okay, well, you just automatically have the benefit of the doubt in the situation. But she learned that you don't do that. You have to have some requirements, because if you don't, people take all kinds of liberties and tell you that you ought to be happy and like it. So just remember that. Don't just arbitrarily give people the benefit of the doubt. Have some requirements. Don't hide questionable or bad decisions from your loved ones. Whether you agree or not, at least listen to what your parents have to say. Now, I know that parents get a really bad rap because many times when we are young, I know when I was young, I really thought that my parents were insane. Well, as I grew and learned a thing or two about life, I found out that I was insane. So listen to your parents because they have some wisdom. And while you may not be able to always understand the wisdom or have it make complete sense, they're called your parents for a reason. And they do know a thing or two, even though they may not know how to express it to satisfy you. It may sound like they are just giving you a hard time. And as many times the kids say, riding your back. But they can be objective when nobody else can. So while you don't have to agree with them, at least listen to them and see what they have to say about your situation. But back to Vanessa Williams, there is a lot of definitive information out there that says that she certainly became what she had always desired to be, which was an entertainer. And I'm going to go down the list of some of her awards, and let's just see if she didn't do well, because it's my understanding that the issue of a penthouse, I think it was like one of the highest selling magazines ever, that particular penthouse, I think it sold about 14 million copies or something along those lines. So, but here is her resume of some of her accomplishments. Apparently, she started her career in 1988. She had an album debut in 1988. It was called The Right Stuff. But since that time, she sold more than 7 million records worldwide. I say this, if you can sell one record worldwide, you have really done something. Because it's not easy to sell records. And to have that kind of success, that's a good thing. She's scored number one and top 10 hits on various Billboard album and single charts, including pop, dance, R&B, adult contemporary, holiday, Latin, gospel, and jazz. Now, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's eight different formats of music. And I know that that's an accomplishment because I can't sing one kind of music. So I can't imagine having the talent to have enough talent to have accomplished doing that in eight different formats. That's really remarkable. She has 4 Emmy nominations, 17 Grammy nominations. 11 of those Grammys were individual ones. A Tony nomination, 3 SAG Award nominations, 7 NAACP Image Awards, a Golden Globe, Grammy, and Oscar for Best Original Song for her platinum single, Colors of Wind, from the Disney film Pocahontas. Now, you know, I've never seen the Pocahontas movie, so I was not aware of this at all. I was shocked to find that information out. She also starred in Ugly Betty and Desperate Housewives. And recently, she launched her own clothing line on Evine. So she has been a busy and successful woman since all of these things took place in her life. And it just goes to show us that in life, it does not matter how you start. You can get off to a very rocky start, but it is important in terms of how you finish. And she's not done yet, so we don't know all of the accomplishments that we will see Vanessa Williams make. But we do know this. She's off to a very good start, and she doesn't appear to be giving up anytime soon. So my message is that don't let jeopardy ruin and rule your life, because you can prevail out of it. And just know that every week on this show, our goal is to help you move from misery to magnificence and from subpar to spectacular. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and have a wonderful night. Good night, everybody.
Mastering math can be big fun, fun for you and everyone. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way. Sing, play, Math Maze.
Why not turn math time into fun time with Math Maze, the new game craze? Get yours today at mathmaze.us.
Mom, now you can help your son master math and have big fun. Play it each and every day. Master math the easy way. Sing, play, Math Maze.
Make sure your child owns the skills necessary for success in high school algebra. Get it now. MathMaze.us. MathMaze.us.
And now you can help your daughter play it like you know you ought to. Play it each and every day. Master Math the easy way. Say it, play it. MathMaze
cards contain both Spanish and English. Get yours today at MathMaze.us. That's MathMaze.us.